So we are a bit late for a shiur this week. In the beginning of the week, I was in Europe, and when I got back, there was so much on my desk, on my table, and shiurim and tshuvas. So, Baruch Hashem, it's a Thursday night, a bit late for the weekly shiur, but better late than never. This week we read Parshas Toldos. And in Parshas Toldos, we said many shiurim, usually about Mechiras HaBechoira, but today we're going to deal with a fascinating sugya, primarily the din of mumrim bebeis yisrael. What is the din of a mumar, meshumbad, kuti, karaim, reformed Jews? And this is a very relevant sugya and a very broad-based sugya. Last week, I was in Spain with a group of very choshuva American balabatim, and we did a lot of learning. And the focus of the shiurim was the story of the Muranos, the Anusim, the Spanish Inquisition. So, related topics. What's the kesher to this week's parasha? So, in this week's parasha, we learn about the Bechoira and primarily about the Brochas. Vayehev Yitzchok Esav Kitzayet Befiv, Verivka Oheves Es Yaakov. Tagamunkalis, Kitzayed Befiv, Verachem Yitzchok Yaseisov, Arei Mitzede Hava Ochil. Yitzchok ate what Esav fed him, and what Esav fed him was the animals that Esav caught in the forest, and he shechted those animals, and he fed Yitzchok. And when Yitzchok wants to bestow his brochus on Esav, Va'ato, sono kelecho, telecho, vikashtecho, vitseasoda vitsudaritzaid. Rashi says, Lashchiz et asakin, sharpen your knife, it should be shchita kshero, it should not be shchita psulo. So, in Chulin Daf Hei, it is a very clear halacha that shchitas mumar psula, a mumar avoid the zorif, he shechts, it's not shchita kshero. And the meat would be considered nevela. And in Kedushin of Yud Ches Amad Aleph, the Gemara says that Esav was Yisrael Mumar. So if we combine the Psukim of this Parsha with the two Gemaras, we have a gewaldige kasha, a real problem. Esav was a Mumar, Shchitas Mumar Posul. Is it possible that Yitzchok ate nevela? Well, maybe Yitzchok wasn't aware. But the Gemara says many times in Shas, Chulin Daf Hei, Davov, Dav Zayin, Dalet Hei Vov, three times in the beginning of Masechet Chulin, Gittin Dav Zayin, Yevomes, Ksuvis, many sources in Shas, Behemten Shel Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Kol Al Yodom, Tzadikim Atzman Lo Kol Shekein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never bring a Tzadik to be over Avera, even without intention. This question was brought up by the Chido, Sefer Pesach Einayim and Masechet Chulin Daf Hei, and the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe was one of the greatest Hasidic masters. He was the great-great-great-grandfather both of the Satmar Rebbe and the Kloizenberg Rebbe, the grandfather of the Eight of Lev, the first Sigeter Rav, Sigeter Rebbe. And the Yismach Moshe asked this very same question. So the Chido says, maybe when Yitzchok ate what Esav caught, mitzedei havei ochil, that was before Esav became a mumar avoy dezora. That's a big doichik. We don't know at what stage Esav started to be a mumar avoy dezora, but in the beginning of the parsha of Yisrael Abonim Bekirbo, Rashi brings Divrei Chazal, when Rivka oisov veres al pischa avoy dezora, Esav mafaches lutzeis. So he was obsessed with Avodah Zorah even before he was born. So the Chidah's approach is a doichak. The Yismach Moshe has a fantastic drush, but it's only derech drush. The Yismach Moshe says, we know from the Mekabolim that a big tzaddik, when he eats meat, he could sense and feel who was the shoychet. Not whether the shoychet was Rabbi Avrom or Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yankov, but whether the shoychet was a tzaddik. He could sense and feel the madreges of the shoychet. So the Yismach Moshe says, Esav obviously was a Rasha, and the Gemara says he was a Mumer and a Oved Avodah Zorah, but he was Makbid in Kvoid Aviv. And Esav knew, he didn't want to offend Yitzchak, he knew that he's a Rasha, he knew that he's a Mumer, and he didn't want to feed his father, his great father, the Tzaddik, Machoras Asuris. So Esav used to ask Yankov to be the Shoichet. Yitzchak eats the meat, and he feels met. Tam Gan Eden Me'ein Olam Haba, and when he eats this meat, he knows that the Shoichet is a Tzaddik Yisod Olam, and he thinks Esav is the Shoichet, and that is why he loved Esav and admired Esav. And the more Lashon Hara he heard about Esav, he just admired him even more, and his admiration grew. He was convinced that Esav is not only a Tzaddik, he's a Tzaddik Nistar. Nobody knows what a Tzaddik he is. And that's why Yitzchak Ohav es Esav. So that is a Hamtzua, creative, a fabulous teretz. And the Yismach Moshe goes on and on with this Mahalach b'derech drush. I b'didi talya li b'yoymeli shtei shuvas b'dover. What is the psul of a mumar regarding shchita? Einoi bar zvicha. If a person doesn't believe in Torah, he doesn't observe mitzvahs, he's not considered a bar zvicha, and therefore shchita is a psula. So my argument is, before we had mitzvah shchita, not shaykh to get someone as a bar zvicha. Adayin lo nitna mitzvahs zvicha. How could one be a bar zvicha or not be a bar zvicha when the mitzvah zvicha wasn't even given? It is true, Kim Avom Avinu Kolatoyer Kulat Shalainitno, and in my Sefer Mechasosh I brought many rayas, not only Avrom, Yitzchok followed in Avrom's footsteps, so did Yankov, Imlov and Garati, Rashi brings Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. But that is only a Midas Chassidus. They weren't Mechuyev, they had no obligation. Before we had a Mitzvah of Zvicha, they cannot be a Bar Zvicha, and therefore there's no Chesoron in Misha Einoi Bar Zvicha. And therefore, Lifnei Matan Torah, even a goy could shecht. Raya ledovor. When the Shvatim came to Eretz Mitzrayim, Yosef knows who they are, but they don't know who he is. And Yosef tells his chef, who was an Egyptian chef, definitely not a Jew. There were no Jews in Eretz Mitzrayim. Tvoich tevach v'ochen. And the Gemara Chulin Tzadik Bey says, Pralehem beis hashchita. Tulehem gid hanoshe. So Yosef told the chef, give them kosher meat, shecht the animals according to Jewish law, to halacha. But the shechet was a goy. So obviously, this is my argument, there is no psul of lav bar zvicha before we had a mitzvah of zvicha, a mitzvah of shechita. That is one teretz. The other teretz would be the concept of eina kodesh bochum mevita kol al yodam. Toises both in Chulin and in Gittin, I quoted before, says it is only b'midat achila, because Tosfos brings various different sources in Shas. Even Gedolei Tanaim are nichshel b'shogeg b'aveira. Rabbi Yishmael karo v'hita hita as a ner b'shabbes, and different sources. So Tosfos says it is only b'midat achila. Why? That is a takola. So once again, my argument is before Matan Torah, when the others were mekayim kol mitzvos. It was just a Midas Chassidus. The concept of Tekola is not Shayach. There was no Tekola because the mitzvahs weren't given yet. And therefore, it's not Shayach to say, I am aware. The Lashon of Chazal is Behemton Shel Tzadikim Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mayvi Tekola Al Yodam Tzadikim Atzman Lo Kol Sheken. What Shayach at Tekola by a behema, by an animal? An animal has no level whatsoever of mitzvahs of avodas Hashem. But the Gemara in Chulin tells the story of Chamorah Shel Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar. Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar's mule didn't want to eat tevel. And then the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Hakol Al Yodam. But I still argue, yes. But tevel was a takola. Even a behema shel tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Hakol Al Yodam. But Lifnei Matan Torah, there is no takola, and therefore this entire concept is not shayach. I don't want to discuss once again what we discussed many times before. And am I Sefer Bereishis? It should be out very shortly, the new series, the new edition of Minchas Osher al HaTorah. And I discussed the fundamental idea of Kiyum Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Atzilei. Now, the two different approaches. Was Avraham Avinu actually observant of all the mitzvahs al proteyen, hilchoseyen, v'digdukeyen, with all the little details, shetiknu chachomim? Maybe yes, that is one approach. But the other approach is Chazal mean tamei hamitzvahs, the soides hamitzvahs, the kabbalah, the yechudim and tikkunim, which are brought about in the performance of mitzvahs. But Chazal don't mean to say that Avraham Avinu was makayim all the details of the various different mitzvahs. So that is a separate discussion. So we started the shiur by a brief discussion, pilpulo shel Torah, divrei drush, about Yitzchak eating the meat that Erev brought him, Esav brought him, shechitas mumar. Let's discuss a bit the din of a mumar. So in Hilchas Ribbis, it's just one of the sources. There are many sources of Shulchan Aruch dealing with din of mumar, but, you know, I want to start off with Hilchas Ribbis, kuf nun tes. Min haTorah, there is no Issa Ribbis by a goy. You could lend a goy money and collect interest. You could borrow from a goy and pay interest. Ben Yisrael a goy, min haTorah, there is no Issa. Min haRabbanan, there is an Issa. So mumar muter lahalvoy soy beribis, osa lilvot mimeno beribis. You could lend him beribis. Why? Beribis the pasuk says v'chaychichu imach. Einatu mitzuvah lachyoy soy. He's a mumar akol atoyra kila. He doesn't. He's a mumar avoy dezora mechal shabbos beferesia. So you could lend him money beribis, but you cannot borrow from him beribis for two reasons. This is a pound aloyve as well. On the borrower, and it's also livnei yevaloi sitn mechshol. He's a mumar lekol haTorah kula, but he's still chayv b'mitzvahs. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Yisrael Afal Bishachoto Yisraelu. So there's an issue of livnei yever. The Taz Siv Kotn Gimel explains. So how could you lend him money with interest? Why is that not livnei yever? The Ikaris Ribis is on the malva. If the malva is over, so is the loiva. But if the malva has a heter, so does the loiva. Sif Gimel, in that very same simen, Kuf Nun Tes, there's a machlokes machaber amor regarding a kuti. Who are the kutim? Many sources in Shas, Chazal deal with kutim. Different opinions. Matzes kuti kshera. The Gemara says, those mitzvahs that the kutim were makayim, they were more medactic than even the Jews. However, Chulin Davov, the Gemara says, in the days of the Meir, they were checked, they were examined. And the Chachamim did some deep research. V'motzelem dumus yoina bahar gerizim, and it became clear that they're oivdei avodah zarah, v'osum kegoyim gemurim. That is what we find in Chulin Davov. Toisus Chagigi Dav Chof Hayom Adalav says, all the Gemaras we find in different sources in Shas, about Kutim, what is their status? Do they have an amonus? All those discussions are before Reb Meir decreed Osam Kigoyim Gemurim. But in the days of Reb Meir, in the days of the Mishnah, when they were checked, analyzed, and they were found to be Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they were totally rejected. And so the Bais Yosef in Shulchan Aruch says, every kuti is a mumar, muta lahalvoisen, osa lilvois mehem. The Namor brings an opinion, osa lahalvoisen. Stam kuti, ein lo din mumar. Lo kedivra toises bechagige, viyesh lahachmia. The Ramban, not only regarding kuti, mafila mumrim, the Ramban's opinion is lahavochicha, muta lahalvoisen, vamuta lilvois mehem. Shach siv kodin hei. Disagrees both with the Mechaber and the Ramo, and the Shach says, Osam kegoyim gemurim, ekuti has no din yisrael bein lahokel u bein lahachmir. And I think the Shach fits in nicely with Toisus in Chagiga. And Pesha Mishnah Rambam, Perek Ches Masechet Brochas Mishnah Ches. The Rambam also says, whatever we find in Chazal, B'sheva Chakutim, embracing, forthcoming, that is only before, Motzu Lehem Dumus Yoina Bahar Giriz. So according to the Shach, there is no Lifnei Iver, because he's like a goy, like a Gentile, the Kutim, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. There's a lengthy Chavos Das, I think it's Siv Kotan Dalet, Kuf Nun Tes. Chavos Das fundamentally agrees with the Shach, but he asks a very fundamental question. Ein koyach biyad chachum memlak arduvam eratoyra bakum vasei. That is a Gemara primarily in Yevamos Daf Tzadik, but also many sources in Shas. Chazal could override a Dioraisa only b'shev al Taisa. They could patter a person from performing various mitzvahs, but not b'kume v'asei. So how could we say there is no lifnei iver by Yakuti? So let me say this. In Minchas Osho, right at this moment, I don't remember exactly which simen that is, but I discussed a yesod that we find in Toises Yevamos Peches Amud Aleph Peites Amud Beis Nozir Mem Gimel Bedover Adoyma Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachom Emlak Adover Menatoyra Bekum Vasei. What does Dover Adoyma mean? Loosely translated, something that is similar. Similar to what? So what I say now is a big chiddush, and it doesn't fit in with all the sources, but it does fit in with some of the sources. Many times I spoke about a fundamental yesod, and I always express wonder that none of the achronim really expounds and expands on this yesod. Nimsar adover lachachomim. In some sugyas, the Chachomim are not only commentators, but legislators, the way I put it. Nimsa dover l'chachomim, divrei chachomim, ki ikar divrei toiroheim. And I wrote various klalim. When do we say that? So in Minchas Ushan Chumash Devorim, there's a lengthy discussion about this. I won't go over it. I don't recall which siman it is. So what I want to say is, when Chachomim come up with a takana, and it is very similar to a din dioraisa, Chachomim have the strength, the power, the authority to say, this is menatoira. Just like A is menatoira, so is B. We're dealing with halacha, so let's say just like Aleph is menatoira, so is Beis. Knowing it's not exactly similar. But it's a dover adoima, and the Chachomim think it's important. Yesh koyach v'yodom lakodove menatoyre bekum v'asei. So let me explain, according to this approach, how sensible the Shach's argument is. Who are the Kutim? Melochim Beis. We learn the story of the Kutim in Perek Yud Zayin. Melech Ashur, the king of Ashur, conquered the Shomron. All the Jews were sent into exile, and he brought Gentiles from distant lands to inhabit the land of Israel. And he brought Goyim from Kuta. Those people weren't Jewish at all. However, sitting in Eretz Yisrael, they converted. They converted to Yiddishkeit, to Yahadus. And there's a machlokes in Gemara, Kiddush Nafayin Hey, Gera Emesem or Gera Aroyesem, because the Navi, the story is that lions fell upon them from the desert or from the fields, from the savannah, and lions killed and devoured them, and that is when they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they converted. And there's a machlokes in Gemara, was that proper conversion? A valid Gerus or an invalid Gerus? But the Kutim came from a distant land, from the land of Kuta. So we paskin gere emesheim. Their geres was real, it was valid. But nevertheless, they sat in the Shomron. They built their own temple on Har Gerizim. They rejected Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And they had Avodah Zorah there. So when the Chachomim decided, Osum Kigoyim Gemurim, it is Dovar Hadoima, their story was so similar as if they were an other nation. They weren't part of Israel. They came from the Goyim. They went back to the Goyim. They sat amongst themselves. They had their own Mokom HaMikdosh and Har Gerizim. They were Ovdei Elilim. Dovar Adoyme, Yesh Koyach Lakad Dovar Men HaTorah, Afilu Bekume Va'asei. That would be my fundamental approach. But nevertheless, the Shach says, Kutim Goyim Gemurim Heim. Is there another precedent? We find the very same Loshon in Yevamos Yud Zayin. And there we're dealing now with Kutim, but with Aseres HaShevotim. Aseres HaShevotim were the 10 tribes in northern Israel, the northern kingdom, not the southern one. And they were exiled and they were lost. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Will they come back at the end of days, be a Mashiach Tzidkenu, or are they lost forever? And the Gemara Yevamos Yud Zayin says, Lo yizozu misham ad she'osum kegoyim gemurim. So this idea we find twice in Shas, and it's a gevaldige chiddush. In Chulin Davov regarding the Kutim, Yevamos Yud Zayin regarding Aseres HaShevotim. The Kutim originally came from the Goyim, from a distant land. Aseres HaShevotim were Bnei Yankov Avinu. They were Bosom Ipsorenu Etzem Ma'atzmoseinu, and Afar Piken they were lost. They were exiled and they were lost. So today many organizations are finding Aseres HaShevotim. The Ethiopian Jews claim that they are part of Shevet Dan, which was one of the Aseres HaShevotim. But I don't want to go into a historical discussion. Who and where and when. What's the story of the Aseres HaShevotim? But anyway, it is there that we also find the Yesoid Asum Kegoyim Gemurim. Is that the authority of Chachmi Yisrael? We know that a Goy could become a Yid. But if a Goy does Gerus, Afar Pi Shechoto, Yisraelu. Once you're a Jew, you cannot become a non-Jew. A Jew is a Jew forever. A Yid is a Yid forever. Gevalde Gechidish and Chsam Soifa Hagos Orachayim, Simen Lametet. Lametet is Silchas Filin. And I think that Amor writes that a Moisor is possible to write Filin. The Magen Avraham there brings, Siv Kot Dalet, is not a Bar Kshira, Kol She'eno Bekshira, Eno Beksiva. Why isn't he a Bar Kshira? Chsam Soifa writes a Gevalde Gechidish. Yesh koyach bechlal Yisroel ahoitzi ha-moyredim ve-lehachziron le-umesu wo-ilom. Klal Yisroel has a collective authority to reject those that don't want to be part of us, those that deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we could reject them, and they have a din of non-Jews. Seems to be shocking. So a Jew could become a non-Jew, according to the Sam Sofer, doesn't depend on him. By choice, a Jew could never be a non-Jew. Conversion works one way, it doesn't work the other way around. But Klal Yisrael does have the authority to reject those that go against Elokei Yisrael, his people, and we could be moitzi them mechutz lamachan. Some Sofer writes, two rayas, rovi yeter goyim, posik novi Chavakuk gimel, hitilehem sheva mitzis b'nei noyach. So the Some Sofer writes, afal pi she'ein ze raya gemura, but remez. Of course it's not a raya gemura. Because in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, the base of Gimel, the Gemara says, Rovi Ategoyim, Nimtzechoy Teniska, Roshayinu Mesuoy Lemakayim Mishev Mitzvahs, Hitir Luhem. So the Gemara says, if somebody's not Makayim Mitzvahs, he's going to get a break? He's Potter? Does that make sense? The Gemara says to the contrary, it was not to their benefit. Eino mekablam schak kamisha mitzvah v'oisa, ela kamisha eino mitzvah v'oisa. So what does the Chasam Sofer bring from there that we could reject someone and take him out of Klal Yisrael? So maybe there is a raya, because the problem the Gemara has with hiti lehem sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach is only nimtzachoit niska. But obviously, there is authority to patter them from mitzvahs. But what I don't understand, that Gemara doesn't deal with Jews at all. We're talking about umes oylem sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach. We're talking about bnei noyach. What does it have to do with Klal Yisrael expelling lehoitzi min haklal part of our nation, of our people, bnei keil chai? We're dealing with a goyim, and we're dealing with a navi talking in the name of a kadosh baruch hu. What does it have to do with Klal Yisrael rejecting part of our own? We're dealing with goyim, and we're dealing with a navi. Ain't a navi l'shan hakadosh dova miato, but that isn't Torah Yisrael. Maybe by the goyim it's different. So that definitely is not a raya. And then Chasam Sofer quotes a posuk in Ezra. He quotes no chazal. So the posuk in Ezra, when Ezra comes and he tries, he makes such a great effort to bring the people from Golas Bavel, from Babylon, back towards the soul to build a bayis sheni. And most of the established people didn't want to come. Yochlem kol rechushoy v'hu yebodel mekahal ha-goylo, writes Chasam Sofer, yebodel meklal Yisrael. None of the Rishonim give us that pshat. Yebodel meklal Yisrael, was it would reasonable to say that those people that didn't come together with Ezra and Nechemiah to build Bayis Sheni were no longer Jews? In Sefer Ezra, Mashma, the Dafka, the important people and the established one didn't come. Asore Yochsen Olam Abuval, most of them were Psule Kohol, as we learn in Perek Daled and Masechet Kiddushin. So anyway, the Chasam Sofer's proof is very flimsy, but it's a gevaldige chiddush. But what I want to point out is, this chiddush came to be 900 years before the Chasam Sofer. 600 years ago, 500 years ago, in the time of the Spanish Inquisition, there is so much discussion in Shalas HaTshuvah regarding the Maranos, the Anusi. It's a huge sugya. What is the halachic status of the Jews in Spain and Portugal that converted to Christianity? Many of them kept Yiddishkeit in hiding, in concealment, in their basements, locked behind closed doors in their homes. Many of them were caught and tortured and killed by the Inquisition. Roughly, historians say, a third of the Jewish population was killed and murdered and tortured. A third converted to Christianity, and a third fled. They were given the option, leave the land. So Jews left, they fled Spain to Portugal. 1391, 1397, the Inquisition came to Portugal. They fled to Morocco, to Algiers. They came after them in Northern Africa as well. So anyway, there's a huge discussion about the status of the Anusim. Based on the Rambam, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Rivash, Simen Daled, Tashbates, and several different simonim, Chuvas Maharajdam, Eben Ezer, Simen Yud, many, many others argue that if you had an option to leave the land and you preferred to convert and not to leave the land, you would have a din of a mumar, of a mishumad. And what is the status of mishumodim? The Maharajdam writes, Mishumid Shekidesh Isho Ein Kiddush of Kiddushin. He has a din of a Gentile. He brings a machlokes between Geoinim, Rabbeinu Sadik and Rabbeinu Chanan. That was 900 years before the Chasam Sofer. Almost 900 years. So how could it be Meshumat shekiddush ein kiddush of kiddushin. It doesn't. Lekula? How could that be? And the Marashdam argues that that is the opinion of the Ga'onim. Rabbeinu Sadigon, Rabbeinu Hananel. They have a slight difference of opinion. Rabbeinu Sadigon says a Meshumat has no din Yisrael. Rabbeinu Hananel says he does, but his children and grandchildren that were born in Christianity don't have a din Yisrael at all, bein lekula bein lechumra. And I think that must be the same point as the Chassam Sofer makes, and that is a gewaldig chiddush. Karaim have a different din of kutim, so the Shach argues kutim even lekula ein dinam ki Yisrael. I explained who the kutim were. Many years later, similar discussion came up regarding Mishumodim, those that converted to Christianity. Karaim, not the same level of Chumra. Shech Hanoch says, Karaim do not have a din of Mumrim. They didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh. That definitely is Apikorsis. But nobody says Dinam Kigoyim until the Radbaz. And that is a huge machlokes. Radbaz and Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrachi, going back more than 500 years. Mincha Sosha, Shalas Teshuvas, Chelek Alef, Siman Yud, I discussed this machlokes at length. The Radbaz argues, Karaim like the Kittim, Dinam Kigoyim. The Mizrachi says, no, they have a Din Yisrael, a Kol Davar. So let us just briefly summarize what we've been talking the past 10 minutes. Kutim, the source is the Shach, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, Lahalvis Lehem, Velilomis Mehen, lending them ribis, borrowing from them and paying ribis. Dinam kigoy lekoldova. That's the shach regarding kutim. Regarding karaim, machlokes Radbaz and Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrachi discussed at length. Shalas shuvas minchas osha chelak alav semen yud. Regarding mishumodim, the Rambam clearly writes perik dalad alochet esvav hilchasishes mishumed shekiddush kiddush of kiddushin. The Marashdam argues only Safek Kedushin. In the new Rambam Shaps of Frankel, the Ger says, Kedushim Gemurim. But in Yalkit Shinui Neschois that we have at the back of the Frankel Rambam, there is a Ger says, Kedush of Kedushin, not Gemurim. Obviously, that was the Nusach, the Ger says, that the Marashdam had. 200 years ago, when there was a major battle in all the Hungarian communities, the Orthodox against the Neologim. The Neologim were the reformists, reformed Jews, bred by the Haskalah. And the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer were the spearhead establishing the Orthodoxy, or the Orthodoxia. Orthodoxy, as the Hungarians pronounced it. And those are the Frum communities. And they fought over every little town, every little hamlet, and every kehil and every city. And there was a major discussion between the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. How should we relate to those Reform Jews that went against the entire halachic mesora? And they adapted so many non-Jewish minhagim, and with a total zilzul of halacha. Interesting. Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas. Hagaon Reb Menashe Klein, who was a generation older than me, or even more, but we had a very close relationship. Our families were very close. Chelek Yud Zayin, Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Semachof Aleph. He was asked about a boy. He got engaged to a girl, and then he heard that the girl's great-grandfather was a leader of one of the Neologen shuls in Hungary, a Reformed Jew. Could we marry his granddaughter? So the Menashe Klein writes that he heard from the Yokeruv that in the days when the Orthodoxia was established, there was a discussion, and the Maram Shik insisted, no psul yerksin. They are Jews. They went astray. We need to fight them. We need to do our best to be mechanech our children l'toyre v'l'mesoyre, but they're still Jews. And we should make no effort pushing them over the fence and decreeing that they no longer have a din of Jews. That's an interesting mistake because it goes against Tshuvas Maram Shik. Tshuvas Maram Shik, Or HaChaim Shin Hei, there's a letter that Maram Shik writes to the Ksav Sofer, the great son of the Chassam Sofer, Mamala Makoimoy. Fascinating document, Tshuvas Maram Shik, Or HaChaim Shin Hei. And he writes to the Ksav Sofer to encourage him, and he says, I don't know why everyone is quiet, why everyone is silent. We should make a machoa ad lev hashumayim. We should fight this new tendency. We should fight the Reformed Jews. We should fight their kehillas. We need to make a stand, and we need to say whatever we have to say. Bekoil godoil. And he writes, Yesh lohitziyam min haklal yeinom yeyenesach benoiseyam asurois. However, Reb Chaim Sofer, who was also a Talmid of Chassam Sofer, one of the younger Talmidim, and he was the Av Beis Din in Munkach, and it was a Bikanoi. And in his Sefer, Ken Sofer, there are letters that he corresponds with the Maram Shik, and Reb Chaim Sofer wants to go all the way, very harsh, and dafkin those letters, the Maram Shik is more lenient. So there seems to be a basis for the Mesoida that Reb Menashe Klein quotes, and some contradiction. So I think that letter that's printed in Maram Shik was addressed to the Ksav Sofer. And in that letter, we wanted to make a machoa and rally. It was a rallying cry. Rally the Talmidim of the Ksav Sofer, the great Gedolim of Hungary, to make a stand, to their voice should be heard, and to make a powerful stand against the Reform Kehillas. But when it boiled down to Halacha Lamaisa, I think the Maram Shik was reluctant. This question starts in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Chelek Vav Semen Pei Tet. Because in the days of the Chassam Sofer, this already brewed. And Moshe Mendelssohn was older, Lahavdil, older than the Chassam Sofer. And the Haskalah was already quite powerful in Germany. It actually came to Hungary after the Chassam Sofer's Ptira, but the Chassam Sofer was aware of what's happening in the German Kehillas, and the Chassam Sofer writes, if we would have the power, we should be Moitzi Oysa Mechutz LeKlal Yisrael. If we would have the power. And obviously the Chassam Sofer recognized we don't. Not the legal power, because it was against the rule and the law of the land. So this was an interesting discussion and controversy. Halacha lamaisa, they have a halachic status of Jews that have a terrible mistake, and we want no cooperation with them. But it was only Chazal, or the great Rishonim and Gaonim of 1,000 years ago, that had the power. Lahoitzi min haklal. No longer in recent generations. And today we have thousands, tens of thousands of Jews coming back from outside. Many of them are descendants of Nealogin, of Reform Jews, of Maskilim, who knows from where. It's totally secular for generations. So Baruch Hashem, all of them are part of Klal Yisrael. And when they come back, we will and should embrace them all. So today, we had a fascinating discussion about various sects in Klal Yisrael, starting off with the Kutim, the earliest, Karoim, Anusim in the days of the Spanish Inquisition, Reformed Jews, and the various different opinions between Gedolei Yisrael in each and every one of these different times and different situations. So we go all the way back to Yaakov and Esav. Yisrael tzu abonim bekirbo. Rashi brings, but the Knesset Yaakov mefaches letzeis. But the Avodah Zorah, Esav wants to go and din Avodah Zorah. Another perish, Omeriv menach l'shnei olamos. And that fight goes on till the end of days. It started before Yaakov and Esav were born. And it won't be over till Bias Moshiach Tzedkenu Bekorov Biyomenu. So in this week's parsha, we learn primarily first about the Bechoira and then about the Brochas. And if we learn these parshas Lefi Pshuton, Yaakov doesn't appear to be entirely a Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim. I think we learn to learn these sugyas according to the Zohar HaKadosh. Totally different perspective and a profound understanding. The Zohar says when Yaakov tries to get the Bechira out of Esav and he takes advantage of Esav's desperation. Why does Yaakov need the Bechira? It has nothing to do with his own benefit. It has nothing to do with him. Yaakov knows Beruach Kodesh or Beruach HaKodesh. Bechira and Brocha are the same letters. The Zohar says the Brochas are designated for the Bechira. Yaakov needs the Bechira only because he needs the Brochas. And actually Yaakov is the Bechor. B'ni Bechori Yisrael, the Novi says. But Yaakov wants to cement that right. And he wants to make sure that there will be no question. Yaakov needs the Bechor to get the Brochas, the Zohar explains. And why does he need the Brochas? So the Zohar goes into detail. Yaakov during his lifetime got four different sets of brochas. The most important ones are the ones from this week's parasha. The ones he achieves from Yitzchak b'mirmo, the conspiracy of Rivka together with Yaakov to get Esav's brochas out of Yitzchak. When Yitzchak is afraid for Yaakov's life and he tells him, go to Padan Aram v'yevorech oisai. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nigger Yaakov Avinu, and he gets the third brocha. And the final ones are the climax in Parshas Vayishlach Vayyovik Ish Imoi Adaloisa Shachar Loya Shalechacho Kiim Birechtoni, and the Malach benches him once again. The Zohar explains Yaakov had a very difficult lifetime, many trials and tribulations, but for himself, Yaakov takes the lesser brochas, the ones that are least important. They were all important, but out of the four, Yaakov for himself takes the brochas that Yitzchak benched him when he leaves Yitzchak's home on his way to Lavan. The other three brochas are for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. And we were zoiche in Geulas Mitzrayim and in Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaRisha, in the first Beis HaMikdash, in the merit of one brocha. We were zoiche of Geulas Bovel and Binyan Bayis Sheni, in the merit of another brocha. And the most important brochas, the ones of this week's parsha, are the ones that will ultimately bring us out of Golas Edoim, and we will be zoiche to the Bayis HaShlishi, to Yeshua Seilomim, and to the Geulas Shalema. That is why Yaakov needs the brochas, and that is why Yaakov needs the bechira. Only by getting the bechira does he know he will have the brochas. And when we learn the Zohar, everything gets a different perspective. It's not about Yaakov. But I still ask, why was it Minas Shamayim that Yaakov will get these brochas b'derech mirmo? Why did that need to be? And why couldn't Yaakov get the brochas in an honest, straightforward, clear way? Libi Yomeli. There will come times in which it won't be obvious who's Yaakov and who's Esav. There won't be that much of a difference. It already happened. By Kriyas Yamsov, Chazal says, Sora Shalyam argued, Manishtan Elo Me Elo, Alolo Evda Vedezora, Alolo Vedezora. Why should I split for the Jews and not for the Egyptians? They don't seem to be that much different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way I want it to be. The Novi Malachi, who was the last Novi, says, Ahavti Yaschem Lom Hashem, V'amartam B'mei Avtonu. Haloi Ach Esav LeYankov. V'ohav Es Yankov, V'es Esav Sunesi. I love you. Why? How? How do we know? Yaakov and Esav are two brothers. I love Yaakov and I hate Esav. And the Navi seems to say, it's not because they're that much different, but this is the way I want it to be. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So at the end of days, many Jews won't be that much different from their Goyish friends, but they still will be redeemed. So dafka these brachas that will make the ultimate difference, and it is in the merit of these brachas that we will be zeich at the end of days to Agul Shleima, were given to Yaakov when Yaakov actually appeared to be Esav, and there was no difference between Yaakov and Esav, and Yitzchak actually thought that he's bestowing these brachas on Esav, and from Yitzchak's perspective Yaakov got them by mistake. This is the way it had to be, Min HaShemayim, because we will need these brachas at the end of days, whether we deserve them or not. And some of us, many of us, right now, the majority of us, appears to be not that much different than Esav. Va'af al pi kein. These are the brachas that will get us out of the galus. These are the brachas that will bring us all home. Home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, home to Eretz Yisrael, home to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, home to Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehero v'yomeinu. Amen.